Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I talk to established authors as well as brand new authors. I ask them about their writing process. I ask them about their latest book. We tell you where you can find them on social media. And I always try to find out what's their next project. Joining me today is a really interesting guy. His name is Kenneth Funderburk, and he's here to talk about his novel, Medusa's Lair, a Chick Sparks Fish House Gang novel. Now, Kenneth has practiced law for more than 50 years, and he's also a passionate artist. He graduated with a bachelor's degree from Samford University. He attended grad school at Mississippi State University, and he received a Juris Doctor degree from the University of Alabama. He's affiliated with the Alabama State Bar, the United States District Court for the Middle District of Alabama, the United States Courts of Appeals for the 11th Circuit, and the United States Supreme Court. He was also once bar commissioner and a president of the Russell County Bar Association. Kenneth is in private practice at Funderburk and Lane, and he's also currently serving as county attorney in Russell County, Alabama. As if that was not enough, he's also involved in the arts and music community. He's a member of the 10th Street Art Gallery in Columbus, Georgia, and he's a blue ribbon winner in juried shows. He does acrylics, and he's won prizes. Additionally, he's also served as a choir director in churches in several different states. Kenneth, welcome, and I don't see how you've found time to write action fiction.
Well, you know, everybody has a little spare time, so I did it in my spare time.
Why did you choose action fiction?
Well, I got started when I was doing my memoirs. For my 20 years, we sailed like 30 to 45 days throughout the Caribbean. And I was putting those down into a memoir. And one of the editors advised that I should take these characters and put them into a book, which is what I've done. So the books deal with Florida and the Panhandle, but it also takes you through Belize, through Mexico, through Guatemala, and areas in between. So you get a real good travel adventure through the books. So that's what
I always think that makes books so much better when the author has actually been somewhere or seen something themselves.
Well, there are things, you know, up and down the Mosquito Coast there that people have been to Cancun, and they've been to parts of Belize, but then getting below there and getting into Rio Dulce and places there around Guatemala, not many people have actually been that deep into the jungle. So it is interesting.
Tell me about Chick Sparks. He's a very interesting character. Is he just out of your imagination? Is he based on a real person? Tell me a little bit about him.
Well, he's a combination of people. Actually, it starts when I was a kid during the Second World War. There was a paratrooper that stayed at our house. We used to have soldiers that stayed there since we're near Fort Benning. And this guy would send us pictures of him standing on the ruins with his Tommy gun and weapons. But he was also a really good artist. And I guess I decided then I wanted to be a paratrooper and an artist. Well, I didn't make the paratrooper, but I do the painting. So, in some ways, Chick is a hero, a man that reminds me of people I've known. So, you know, everybody, it's like this soldier, you would never think that he was an artist, but I've known several that were very good. And I've known some that sing, but I can't say I know anybody that fills the shoes of Chick. He's sort of unusual.
He's a Renaissance man. I mean, he's a clinical psychologist. He's a tenor, and he sings in public. He's also a part-time investigator, and he acts as a profiler. So he's really a Renaissance man. Tell me about this latest adventure in Medusa's lair. Give me a little overview of what happens in the book, because it's really exciting.
Medusa's lair is a continuation of the Fish House gang. In the Fish House gang, while the audience, they were aware of who constituted the criminal enterprise in Boston. Of course, Chick and Susie did not know who they were dealing with. And so they got into it accidentally when they, when in one of her, well, games, I call it, with some other individuals who happened to have a safe that went with this robbery that we describe in the book, and that's how they got involved. So it started out with the gang trying to kill Susie because they thought she was a witness. So from there, that's how the you get the action between Susie and Chick and the criminal enterprise. Chick is there because he is known as the kind of guy that will help you out, and he also happens to have contact with law enforcement. So in his capacity as a clinical psychologist, he also was called into investigations where they needed special help, in other words. So she knew that, and that's how he got involved. And, of course, at the end of the other book, The Fish House Gang, they end up killing Ken. Ken was the main guy that ran the southeastern region of the criminal enterprise. So Medusa's lair picks up at that point in the case where essentially when Chick always sang once a year at the River Center in Columbus, Georgia. He got familiar with that since he was at Fort Benning. And at Christmas time, the Columbus Corral and the Columbus Choral Union, along with the Auburn Singers, that's Auburn University, and singers out of LaGrange combined for a choir that sings with the orchestra. And Chick, on many occasions, would come and do the solo work, which is what he did this year or that year when he sang the tenor solos in Handel's Messiah. So on the way back, he has this feeling that the case is not over, that although Ken, the guy they were, his friend, by the way, and the people they were after, they thought it was over with, but then he has this premonition that they're still after it, and that's how this story picks up.
So, well, of course, I'm sitting here with all kinds of questions, because you know so much about singing. You must be a singer yourself.
Well, yeah, I've been singing really all my life, and I started directing choirs when I was 19 at Howard of Sanford. So I did that part-time for maybe 35, 40 years, actually. And I still sing solos with the church choir there at First Baptist in Columbus. I do what I call the old guy songs. Since I'm an old guy.
What about all of this? Are you a criminal attorney? I've never asked you that question.
Well, I have been in my younger years. Primarily, I turned into a personal injury kind of lawyer and a banker. I ran a savings and loan. I say ran it. I was the head of it. I actually organized it, and we ran part of it out of the office here. At least I did, we did all the real estate work. We closed loans all over the country. So I had several years there of banking with the savings and loan industry. And I also have businesses. I do various businesses, develop real estate and own shopping strips. And I still do side businesses, even in my age.
Well, I wondered how you had insight into all of the criminal activity. I knew you weren't a criminal. I knew you were on the other side.
Part of it, interestingly enough, I don't talk about it much, but we also, I say we, my real estate partners and so forth, we own several pawn shops. And so you learn a lot about criminal activity when you're dealing with pawn shops, not from what the pawn shop does, but the kind of activity that you see people get involved in.
So I'll bet you've got stories.
Most of them in the book are real. In fact, I've got a lot of stories I haven't told. So I've pretty well covered most areas of the law practice, banking and real estate. We've done and still do a lot of real estate. My partner does the real estate, but I've certainly been in loan closings and done every aspect of that. So I've done a lot of things, and I've enjoyed everything I've ever done.
Well, this book, along with The Fish House Gang, are both going to be featured selections at the Frankfurt Book Fair that's going to be held in Frankfurt, Germany in October, the 10th through the 14th. Are you going to get to go to the event?
I doubt it. I mean, if I can, I will. It's just hard to get out of town that often, so I probably will not make it, although the books and both of them have trailers that go with them, so they'll be plenty.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I am. I really, the trailers I find really interesting. That's actually produced trailers that go with the books.
Now, the trailers are on your website. Let's give our listeners your web address so that they can go and find out more about you and find out about both books.
All right, the best site is my name, Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Funderburk, at, getting here talking, it's Kenneth Funderburk, author, A-U-T-H-O-R, @me.com, excuse me, me is my personal, so it's Kenneth Funderburk, author.com.
Now, they can buy the book on your website, but it's also available on Amazon. And if they want to find it on Amazon, they need to put the title in that search feature at the top. And the title, I want to make sure they have everything they need to find it. The title is Medusa's Lair, MEDUSA, Lair, LAIR, by Kenneth K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Funderburk, F-U-N-D-E-R-B-U-R-K. Now, they can find it on Amazon. They can find it on your website. And isn't it also available, Kenneth, at Barnes & Noble on their website as well?
Yes, it's actually available on all the iBooks and all those plus a bunch you can't remember, so it's on all the ebook places.
So if they put your name in the search feature of something like Google and just clicked on it, they would find you, they would find the books, and they'd be able to figure out where to get things, right?
Right, and of course the site, I mean, whichever one of the sites you go on, the Kenneth Funderburk author.com gets you to the website that has all the information on all the books along with the trailer.
I love the trailers. I watch those on your website, and I love those trailers. They're really well done.
Well, I enjoy watching them myself. It's sort of fun to and see how these things are interpreted. And there's a lot of stuff in here. In fact, it's hard to summarize all the stuff I enjoy talking about in the book. And like in the Medusa's Lair, the key piece of evidence which directed Chick to the identification of the criminal enterprise was information he got at a chicken fight, which
a chicken fight?
Yes. Now, when you do criminal law, now, actually, one of the editors asked me about that because he didn't think that was, you know, chicken fights. I should have the evidence revealed at some nice place, you know what I mean? But that's the way it is in criminal law. If you find evidence, it's not going to be at church. It's going to be in some seedy place. And so Susie had a cousin who was sort of a bad guy who had friends that happened to be in chicken fighting, and they were trying to help Susie because they had heard about all this stuff that was going on in the papers. And one of them suspected that he knew somebody that had a boat in Pensacola that sounded familiar, you know, with the situation they'd heard about. And so you go through a pretty good process where Buck, who's the cousin, is able to get him in touch with the guy who sent him to Belize, and it's there where he was able to actually identify who the, in this case, the bankers out of Boston were. And he was able to identify them because they were having a meeting and he got word on where it was. So several things revolved around this piece of information which came in a crazy way. But when you
love it.
Criminal cases, that's where you find your information. Now, like,
you know,
that's the way it is.
It's little touches like that that make the book so interesting. If you could sit down with one of our listeners and they were holding your book and they hadn't started it yet, what would you like to say to them about your book, Kenneth? I mean, do you just want to entertain them? Is there a message that you want them to leave with? What would you like to say to the listeners about your book?
Well, I would tell them, intertwined in all this is, essentially, all this is set with the backdrop of the battle between good and evil. And so I start the book off with the Messiah, where Chick is singing the tenor solos in the Messiah. Now, at the end of the book, I end the book with the Messiah, the story of the Messiah, where he and Susie are talking about things in life, the battle of good and evil, and whether or not, you know, will ever stop. And of course, Chick says, no, it won't. And he reminds her about the destructive power of the creative process, that you can't have good without evil. You can't have heaven without hell. And they go into this, but he reminds, Susie reminds him that the three tenor solos, one is comfort ye my people. And that's the way it starts out, where Christ is presented with comforting his people. Well, the next aria is every valley will be made high and every mountain low, which is what? The story of destruction. And the third aria is essentially with the refining fire, which is the process of purification. So they're talking about how perceptive and prophecy Handel was to realize the meaning of that as it relates to the battle in human life, as occurs in this book, were evil. And that's the reason for the name Medusa's Lair. At the end of the book, evil took her so far that she realized that she was a demon and that she did, in fact, turn into something very similar to the story of Medusa. And that's where it ends, or where it begins, depending on how you look at it.
Kenneth, you are always so much fun to talk to. I want to thank you so much for being our guest today on Books on Air.
Well, thanks. It's been a lot of fun. I enjoy talking to you.
Samuel Johnson once said, "A writer begins a book, but a reader finishes it." You've been listening to Books on Air, brought to you on webtalkradio.net. By the way, we're also on iTunes and iHeartRadio. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I hope you'll join me for the next Books on Air. And until then, remember, buy a book, read a book, and share a book. Thank you so much for listening.